I'm Kennedy for Reason TV, sitting down today with journalist Michael Moynihan, who has managed to upset a brand new group of people. I loved your recent article in Foreign Policy.
Thank you.
So
others didn't.
Others in the travel industry.
In the travel industry, yeah.
Did not. So you found that travel guides are loaded with communist propaganda. How did you come to that conclusion?
Travel guide writers, I found, are obsessed with authenticity.
What does authenticity mean to a travel writer?
When you talk about Cuba, for instance, there's always this instinct to say, well, you have to go before it gets spoiled. It's like an artisanal kind of culture where, you know, we eat rice and beans because there's nothing else, comrade. It's not as if this is some sort of choice to not have Coca-Cola advertising, to not have fancy new cars. You'll find this with people all the time say, you know, isn't it adorable when you go to Havana that they have all these Packards from the 1950s? Well, no, it's not. I mean, this is a pretty grim reflection of the economics of Cuba. I mean, they would like to have a Ford Fiesta. Probably the only people on earth that would like to have a Ford Fiesta because there's no other alternative. There's nothing authentic. There's nothing cute. It's not sort of time travel for people. For the Cubans that live there, it's a pretty fucking miserable existence. Afghanistan's an interesting one. There's a bit about the burqa, and there's a quote in it that says, it's a Western construct that this is oppressive to women, and this is actually a great tool for social mobility. A patriarchal society, in a classic sense, not in the sort of college feminist sense, an actual patriarchal society where women's social mobility is constrained to non-existent. It's dictated that they're covered from head to toe in something resembling a tarp where nothing is exposed. That is a tool of social mobility is something that is so absurd that it can only be described as sort of Orientalism, as the saying. It's the idea that no one culture is better than the other, which is not true. And I'll say this flat, it's not true.
So you had an interesting part about North Korea. Mm-hmm. I mean, it seems like that would be a difficult sell.
Well, traveling to North Korea is not only difficult, but when you get there, you don't have any choices. You're guided along by weird apparatchiks and strange Lego hair and sort of Nehru suits. They tell you where to go. There is so much moral equivalence in the book that I was talking about Korea, the Brandt Guide to North Korea, to say that Kim Jong-il is a pragmatist. You know, in what universe is this midget sociopath pragmatic?
Do you think it's immoral for people to travel to places like North Korea, Afghanistan, Iran, Cuba?
To go to a place like this, the ethical issue I leave to the traveler, and I think I ended the piece in saying that banning travel to certain places like Cuba has had no effect on totalitarian regimes. If you're traveling to Cuba, for instance, there are people that have little restaurants in their houses. To give somebody $20 in Cuba, where the average wage in Cuba is $19 a month, to give them $20 directly is a fantastic thing. I know people who have brought books down to Cuba, books that are banned in Spanish. That's also a good thing. I think that it has a positive effect in a place like Iran, where, I mean, Iranians are a very pro-American country. That is a point that is sharpened by Americans traveling there, and they realize that they're not sort of fanged and horned and, you know, sweaty demons of Iranian propaganda.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
For Reason TV, I'm Kennedy.